You're listening to Crew Talk with KP. All right, guys. Welcome back to Crew Talk with KP. Today, we have a special guest, the one, the only, KP Fitness.
Hello!
What are you doing on this fine day in quarantine?
I would have to say, honestly, I'm trying to stay sane, keep myself busy, because I'm not used to being home all the time, considering my schedule is insane, like most of ours. So when you have the time to do nothing, it's kind of like, what am I supposed to do?
Right. I feel that. I kind of feel like I've gotten so much done now. Do you feel like that? I feel like everybody else is like, no, I'm just like slowly going crazy.
No, I feel like I had a million things that I kept on not wanting to do, so I didn't ever do them. But now that I have the time to do them, I'm being forced to do them, and I still don't want to.
I keep seeing these posts on Facebook, and it's like, now that I have been home, I know that my house is not dirty because I don't have the time to do it. Like, it's just dirty because I'm just lazy, whether I
just don't want to. Yeah.
And I'm like the opposite. I feel like my house is like so clean. Like, so I know for sure if I could be home more, like my house would definitely be cleaner. My life would be way more put together. But on another note, so for y'all who don't know, Callie is my sister. She is a personal trainer here in the New Orleans area, Metairie, whatever. We are next door neighbors. She's right next door to Studio KP. So we just can't get enough of each other. She trains me 2 days a week. She trains a lot of my clients and vice versa. So let's talk a little bit about you being a trainer, like how you got started, how you knew this is what you wanted to do. I mean, obviously I know, but...
The world doesn't know. Yes. So basically, in short, I did also cheerleading for about like 10 years. Well, competitive cheerleading for like 10 years overall. And I was always in shape, you know, quote unquote, you know, athletic shape. And once I graduated, like aged out of doing all that, I was like, all right, what am I going to do, you know, in this time to kind of keep up with what all the exercise I was doing, you know, before. And I went to college and I was like, what's my major going to be? I was like, okay, I don't know. So it was undecided for a good like year. And then I was like, all right, you know what? Let me see if they have a like kinesiology stuff, like major, and like maybe I'll be a physical therapist. And then I was like, no, I don't want to be a physical therapist. Like, that's a joke. So I was like, okay, they have this exercise physiology program. And I'm like, okay, I mean, like, I wouldn't consider what I was doing was like voluntary, you know, voluntary, can't speak, exercise, but it was, you know, like cheering and tumbling and stunting and all that stuff. So I was like, okay, let me try and see what all this is about. So basically, I took my first classes, you know, in that new major that I found out that my university had. And one of the classes was to go to the gym. You sign in, you stay there for an hour, do whatever you want. You sign out, and that was the class. As long as you went, you passed. So I linked up with some girl in my class in the meantime, and she's like, oh, like, you know, I have this little workout program, and it's weight training, and let's try it out. And I'm like, okay, sure. Y'all, to this day, I still remember how sore I was after that first day of doing that little program. I was like, oh, this is nothing. I swear, I thought I was going to die the next day. But that's when I realized, I was like, oh, this is, you know, this is what I like to do. I like being sore and feeling all this, you know, like strength and all that fun stuff that comes with, you know, just exercise in general. And then once upon a time, one of my OG clients, shout out Maya, she messaged me on Instagram. She went to my high school. We're like a couple years apart. And she was like, hey, are you a personal trainer? And I was like, ha, no. Like, why? And she's like, well, I just see you work out, you know, like, can you train me? And I was like, I'm really sorry, like, I'm not a personal trainer, like, hate to break it to you. And when I tell you, this girl hounded me down, y'all, for like months, and was like, I really think you should try and be a trainer. And I was like, you know what, Maya, I'm just gonna do it, okay? And here we are now. I started training her, you know, she would come work out with me, and I was like, you know, like, is this what I really want to do? But once I saw how happy, like, she was getting with, like, the results of even just working out beside me, and then, like, the motivating factor of me being, like, able to push, you know, girls and guys to be their best, like, that's when I was hooked. And I was like, yep, this is what I want to do. I want to be the leader of, like, all these girls and guys that come to me to try and show them that they can be the best version of themselves. And the rest is history.
Isn't that just freaking crazy? Like, it just kind of falls into your lap and you're like, okay, yeah, this is it. Like,
yeah, exactly. You don't
even have to think too hard about it. So would you recommend to, let's just say, people who are listening who might want to be a personal trainer to go to school, or do you think that's kind of not necessary? Because don't need to go
right
to get a degree to do it. You get a certification exactly. after, correct?
Right. There's, so I was in school and I was already in school and just kind of like, honestly, just like growing up, it's like you go to school, you go to high school, you go to college. Like, it never even crossed my mind to like not go to school, I guess, just because like it's just what I was used to, you know? So it was like, okay, I'm here now. They have this exercise major, cool, graduated. And I actually was working on my, I have two separate certifications, a group certification and then my, personal training certification. So that's like two completely separate, like 6 months or so worth of courses that I was taking on top of being in college, like trying to knock it all out. But once everything was said and done and I'm sitting here now, I'm like, did I really need to go to college for this? Because half of the stuff you learn is, you know, I learned from me doing it personally. And then like a lot of that online certification, because there's no teacher, there's no one grading you. You literally study for like however long you need to study for, but it's like a long study guide and you find all the answers by yourself. You watch these lecture videos. It's like you're thrown to the wolves. You do it. You hope you pass, because if you don't, you have to pay to retake the test, and you already pay a good chunk of change to even get the certification, like the courses. So I was a lot more worried, let's just say, about that than like my college courses, because I was like, oh, I know I'm still going to graduate, you know, but man, I don't know. I mean, I feel like I learned a lot. Honestly, I mean,
obviously, we always say, you know, it's a means to an end. It got you to where you are now, you know. So,
like, yeah, definitely
regret it, but like,
well, exactly,
telling someone,
right? It definitely gave me a good basis, but I wouldn't say, honestly, truthfully, at least with my mindset and how I am with things, like, I think I definitely could be where I am today without it. But it definitely, I mean, it definitely gave me a good. It gave me a good, you know. You know, I guess background of, especially the anatomy right. and all that kind of stuff. I like to think I'm pretty knowledgeable with that stuff, opposed to like I didn't learn as much in the certificate. Again, like you said, I mean, I can go on forever. I mean, it has pros and cons. I mean,
right?
You get out of it when you put into it.
The structure, I think, moral of the story, and some That's people are true. Just motivated enough to do it on their.
That
own.
Is very so true.
It just depends on the person, you know. I mean, because it's the same with, like, going to hair school. It's like, do you learn that much in hair school? No. You learn when you get out. But, I mean, we didn't have a choice, you know?
Right, exactly.
Okay, so tell everybody a little bit about, like, what you offer, like, with KP Fitness, you know, as far as classes, one-on-ones, you know. Just give them a little insight into
a little gist of what all this is about. What do I really do, right? Okay, so there's a handful of things. Let's just start off by saying, too, like, so y'all know I was in college. We haven't said this. I'm only 23 years old. I'm going to be 20. Am I 23? I'm lying. I'm 22. Going to be 23, I think. Let me go run and check my birth certificate real quick. Hold, please.
You're
wow.
Definitely 22.
Anyways, you know, quarantine life, you lose track of time. Who knows how long it's been? I could have aged. oh my gosh. Okay. So anyway.
Wait, hold on. Side note though, because like my birthday, you know, like
it's canceled
quarantine. And I was texting someone yesterday and I was like, do you think I can just, like, skip this? Like, I'll just turn 25 next year. Like, I'll just be 24 again this year.
No, literally. I'm so far this year's canceled. So, I mean, let's just talk about that.
Literally, though. Okay, anyway, continue.
Okay, anyway, yes. So, back to what I was saying about, like, yeah. So, my main goal, just in general with all my services before I tell you, is to try and provide services to not only, like, the general public, but also younger college age, kind of like 18 to, you know, 25 age people that think I can't, because the first thing you hear when you hear a personal trainer, at least me, I'm like, I can't afford that sounds so expensive. Like, you have your own trainer, am I right? Or you know? So
I would agree with that.
I like to try and make, I definitely make my, you know, what I offer services pricing really accommodating to the younger population, because I think it's important for everyone to try and, you know, get into living that healthy lifestyle. You know, so I just wanted to preface that with, that is like my main goal in life, right. is that everyone can be, you know, healthy, and it's not just for people that can afford it. So back to what the main question is. Yeah. So I offer one-on-one training, which is just, you know, it's me and you one-on-one, an hour long. We meet 1, 2, or 3 times a week. And we, you know, section off based on your goals. I mean, this is all about you. Like, I'm here for you. So you tell me what you want to work on. You tell me what you want to do. I'll give you my insight. Boom, we make it happen. So that's kind of like the most, I guess you'd say, high end service that I offer. But then under that, also for people that don't maybe have the time for a whole hour to commit to, you know, coming to the gym, there's 30 minute classes I have. And unfortunately, right now, those are, none of this is happening. But there's 12 class opportunities a week, and it's at the gym. You know, it's 30 minute classes. In the evening, there's 2 classes that are back to back on Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays. So you can get an hour in if you're a little bit more advanced and want to do 2 classes in a row. And then there's always an 8 a.m. class every morning of the week. So Monday through Friday, all this happens. And there's a promo price where you can just pay, you know, for the whole month, or you can pay per class for those who, again, just don't have the time or availability to come to the specific class times, but also can't commit to, you know, an hour of personal training. So I like to think that's a good mix of the two for any of, you know, anyone interested. And then the third option, which is for people that really just don't have time in general to do any of the in-person stuff, is that I offer online training programs. You know, there's 6-week ones, there's 4-week, there's at-home program, wink, wink, perfect for right now. But all that stuff is online only, you know, everything's directed through me. So any of these, you know, services you'd be interested in, it's like me, there's no middleman, you know, you let me know what's going on. I talk to you and I'll even tell you what I think the best option is. That way, you know, we can get the most out of any service that you're interested in. But everything is available to look at if you were interested on either my Instagram page, which is a little bit more, you know, kind of like I said, middleman, you kind of have to go to there, then go to the link, or you can just go to like your browser and type in www.kpfitnessnola.com, and that'll have all the services and everything that I offer on there, and a little bit about me and a little bit about this and that and everything you want to know. So there's all that.
So right now, Callie has switched all of her clients to online training, which I think is really freaking awesome that she has the ability to do that. You know, in this day and age with everything going on, technology is just really everything. So do you think that you're going to offer that like after this to people?
Personally, my favorite thing about personal training in general is seeing like all, I always say my girls, I do have some guys too, but I was about to say it, but like just seeing all my girls and guys in person and having that personal connection, you know, I mean, a lot of them have grown to be like some really close friends, you know, like I love seeing them and catching up and hearing about their week and all their drama. And like, you know, you hear what happens in the chair at the salon, girl, just wait till you hear when they're lifting these weights and they're mad. And I'm like, oh my God, calm down. But I really like the person, you know, just the in-person connection. I mean, like, yeah, sure, it's the exact same thing as, you know, being on a screen. But I do honestly say if someone were to start today and we went jumped like right into, you know, virtual training, I don't know if it would be as, you know, as personal as like just having that interaction in person, you know, high-fiving them, like, you know, telling them good job, like, you know, being able to really like be there for them, like physically, like literally in person. I just think that that really does say a lot about, you know, your whole experience. So I don't think, unless this goes on for a whole lot longer, then I would ever really offer that, you know, maybe in a special, special case, like special, 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 but I prefer doing it in person.
Right. I think it's a good, well, obviously a really good thing that you can do it though, but you already have relationships with these people that you're doing it with. It's not like you're doing it with new people.
Exactly. You know? That's what I think makes it work even better. And shout out to all of them for being so accommodating with all this going on. It's crazy, but the gains can't stop. So we got to do what we got to do, you know?
True that. Okay. Did I not ask anything? Is there anything else that we need to talk about before we hop into the extra fun side of things?
I can't think of anything else other than KP Crew's group. Okay.
Well, so right. Okay, so we're going to end this off with
I'm a scared.
Fun.
I'm genuinely scared.
So it's going to be like, I'm going to read a question. I just Googled like sister questions, okay? Because we're sisters. And I'm going to read it, and then you'll say you if you think it's you, and I'll say
ooh, yikes.
Okay. So we're going to say at the same time. All right.
Okay.
Okay. So first question, who do people think is older? I'm going to count like 1, 2, 3 after. Okay.
Okay.
So who do people think is older? 1, 2, 3
You. You look old.
Oh my God.
You literally, like, just look at you. I look like a 12-year-old.
Okay, no. Literally, all my clients are like, that's your younger sister.
Did you forget that I'm actually going to be 24? Clearly.
So we're, like, actually the same age.
Yeah, this is really awkward. We're twins. Oh, my God.
If you didn't know, let's see. Who is messier? 1, 2, 3
Me. You. 10 yeah. out of 10. There's not, I'm looking in my room and there's not a speck of anything out of place.
Yeah, well, neither is mine right now.
Yeah, wait till you walk in Archer's room.
Okay. Who is, sorry, I'm like going through which ones are actually like good ones to us. Who reads more? 1, 2, 3
You. Literally. I don't think I've read a book since I SparkNote stuff in like 6th grade. Okay. That's what movies are for. But peep my captions. They're so long, I expect y'all to read them. But I'm like, I don't even feel like proofreading it.
Oh, here's a good one. I don't even know what the answer is. Who has a bigger appetite?
Ooh, yikes.
1, 2, 3
Me. Ooh.
Yeah. That's a tie. I don't really know because we're both
foodies.
Eat a lot. I love food. Yeah. You just be eating better food than me.
Dang. Preach.
This one's well, you'll know how to answer it when I read it. Okay.
Okay.
Are we closer now than we were when we were younger? So I guess it's a yes or no.
Let's just say you 2, 3
Now?
Yes.
1,000% now.
Considering you used to bite me, pop my shoulder and elbow out of socket, drag me around the house, shall we go on, when we were younger. And now we're neighbors. Prom. And we literally still live down the street from each other.
Literally, though, cannot get enough of each other, pretty much. Let's see. Who is more competitive?
Ooh.
1, 2 Probably
you? Me? Yeah. I mean, it depends on what it is. But sometimes I really have to care about what's going on to be competitive.
Yeah. I guess, yeah, it's me. Okay. Who is more creative?
Okay.
1, 2, 3
Me.
What?
Yeah. I think that, okay. There is definitely, that is a relative question. Because, yes, you think of your field, you think of my field, like, creative in our own ways.
Creative, like I think, like, art.
Oh, I think of just, like, life creative, like.
I think it's definitely me.
I think that, have you not seen that picture that I drew for Dad in his office? Thank you. Next.
Oh, my God. Whatever. Goodbye. Okay. Who is smarter?
Okay, but, like, street smart or, like, book smart? It's not fair.
Okay, I'm going to say, let's answer, and then I'm going to explain my answer.
But.
Okay.
But I don't know yet.
Wait. Oh my god. Okay. Well, think about it real quick.
Okay. Who is smarter? Oh my. I don't know. Okay. I mean. Okay.
One, two, three. Me.
Okay.
Okay. I'm gonna say this. I think, like, you definitely made better grades than me, like, in school, but you also, like, worked your butt off.
Uh-huh. Like, opposed to,
like, I would just, like, listen in class and, like, get a B and, like, be cool, but, like, you would, like, study your butt off
And like make flashcards like a loser and still get a C.
But I still think I'm still more street smart than you anyway.
I think that we have to take this out back after.
Okay. Who is stronger? Obviously, it's Callie, not me.
Man. Man. I don't know. You had me running in for a little bit.
Yeah, not anytime now.
Hey, we're all strong, okay?
Who is nicer?
I was waiting for who is meaner. I don't know, man.
Well, I know the answer to both.
Well,
it's definitely me. It's me.
You're nicer?
Yes.
We'll have to have some comments on this one. Anyone who disagrees, please contact us.
How's about this one? This is a good one for the listeners. Which one of us is daddy's girl and which one of us is like a mommy's girl?
Well, Jill's my girl, so yes, yeah, I'm a mommy's girl.
I'm definitely a daddy's girl. Callie's definitely a mommy's girl, for sure.
But I love them both.
I know, me too, but it's just like, that's just how it always was.
Yeah, it just is what it is, you know?
Who is tougher?
Ooh, and what aspect, though? Like, feelings? Like,
I think feelings. I mean, we already did, like,
stronger. Like, who is sensitive? Like,
yeah, who's more sensitive?
Neither of us. I mean, I guess me. But it has to be a very, like, serious situation, though. I don't know. These questions.
You're definitely like a cry when you're mad.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you get mad quicker than me, I feel like.
Yeah. Fair enough.
Let's see. I probably should have, like, circled the ones I wanted to do.
Thought about that.
Oh, if your sister was a dog, what breed would she be?
Oh my god. I don't even want to tell you what I thought of myself.
You're definitely like a freaking pit bull.
Wait, that's exactly what I was going to say.
You're 1,000%. And I'm like,
okay, I don't know what dog it is, but
I'm like a golden doodle.
No, you're the one that's like sits on the pillow with like the long hair.
Wait, like a,
like in Secret Life
of Pets.
Yes.
Like with a little bow. I don't know what they're called.
Me neither. I mean,
like kind of like Cavalier King Charles Spaniel, but like those.
Bougie. The bougie pup. That's what it is.
A bougie dog. Yeah. Who is funnier?
Ooh, come on, Casey.
Do not. I am definitely funnier.
It's literally me. I laugh my own jokes all the time.
I think we both laugh at our own jokes and like nobody else thinks we're funny.
Yeah, because I send stuff I think is funny to you and you don't answer. It's like crickets. And then you send me something and I'm like, why did she send me this?
Scott says all the time, like, I laugh at myself way too much and I'm not funny.
No, it's like I'm kind of scared the fact that how much I laugh at myself.
Oh, here's a good one. Here's a really good one. Who is... I can't even read it. Who is most likely to fart in an elevator?
Come on. Hey, we know, obviously, it's me.
It's Callie. It's definitely Callie.
Man, anywhere, you know, you gotta go just let it out. Just make sure you blame the person next to you. Jesus. mean, it's a natural bodily function.
I literally have tears coming down my face. Oh, man. Okay, I think we need to end on that one, because that one was just, that's the best one.
I agree. Let me just give a shout out real quick. First of all, to you, just for having me on here. And second, to you, for being my sister and such an inspiration, y'all. Seriously, you don't know what it's like to have someone to look up to until you have, like, a blood family member, you know, that you're able to talk to and, like, have business meetings with, even though you're in two totally, completely different fields. You know, having someone that you can talk to and come up with ideas together and just support each other is really freaking awesome. And it's just a little sappy moment, my sensitive self. No, it's just really awesome.
It really is the best to have somebody who just, like, understands.
Yes. And shout
in
out.
More ways than one.
Yes, but shout out because Casey's husband, my brother-in-law, has his own business too, so he is included in our business meetings. And another shout out to him too, because he's out there right now working his tail off, so.
True that. All right, guys. Thanks for listening. This was so freaking fun. Can't wait to do another one. I'm sure she'll be on here.
Don't you worry. This is my time to shine. I've been waiting for this.
Oh, my God.
Once you all stay safe, stay strong.
Yes, true that. But I was going to say, go follow Callie on Instagram. Yes, she's at KP.fitness.
Don't forget the KP.fitness. That is me. KP.fitness
is the original at KP Fitness. Would like to sell her handle to her. Please let her have it.
Yes, that would be very. I'm about to trademark Gains with KP. Like, I don't have time for people stealing my stuff.
Oh my God. Okay, guys, we're ending this off here.
Been real. It's been fun. Till next time.
Bye.